You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the May 1st episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. We try and only make these podcasts about 30 minutes long, but yesterday we went over when talking about Carmelo Anthony because I played some extended pieces of audio, which truly violate the rules of broadcasting, but since this is a podcast and you have the ability to pause and rewind, I like to let it go a little longer. Plus, I think there are things you should hear so all of it can be consumed and put in its proper context. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it a little bit shorter today. And hopefully you like what you're hearing here on Locked On Thunder. Yesterday was all about Carmelo Anthony, and we will continue to talk about Carmelo Anthony. In fact, we'll hear from him twice on this podcast. However, the Carmelo-centric part of the show today will happen in segment three, because the other two segments are going to be dedicated to Paul George and his future with the Oklahoma City Thunder. You'll get a chance to hear what Paul George had to say about his pending free agency and why it's important that he go through the recruiting process and what the Thunder do for him. How much of the boxes do the Thunder check, which will make him ultimately consider Oklahoma City in his final decision? How big in the recruiting process will other members of the Thunder be? We'll hear from Russell Westbrook on that, Steven Adams, Billy Donovan will talk, so will Carmelo Anthony, and there is a certain amount of professionalism that all three of them have, but it is hurting the Oklahoma City Thunder because there were two organizations that decided not to be as professional as the Thunder did a couple of seasons ago, and it certainly paid off for them, and the Thunder might want to rethink its approach to how they go after free agents. And then when we get to the Carmelo segment, the guys in PTI threw out a suggestion that I hadn't even considered for Carmelo Anthony. And the reason I hadn't considered it is because it doesn't come from the Sam Presti playbook. So would it actually work if the Thunder decided to do this? And maybe why they can't do that? It's all coming up on today's Locked On Thunder podcast. Just to introduce myself, especially if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, my name's Eric G. I did radio in Oklahoma City here for a few years. Hosted a lot of Thunder post games. Did an occasional pregame show. And I've been covering this team for 5 years. I've been very privileged to do so. And being a credentialed member of the media, it's allowed me access to the Thunder. And you can see that access at LockedOnThunder.com with video and audio from the players. And if you like the podcast, we have all our other podcast archives. So dive in to LockedOnThunder.com. And thanks to the folks at Thunder Digest, especially Chuck Cheney, for allowing me to work with them this year and also allowing me to advertise the Locked On Thunder podcast via their Twitter feed. Let's jump into it. I will tell you now, not even having spoken to Paul George, other than what was said at the exit interview and just the times that I've had the chance to talk to him this year, he has 90% of his mind made up. Paul George knows, for the most part, where he will be playing basketball next year. It's done. It's just done. And think about this for a second, okay? If you're wondering how I know that or why I can say that with such confidence, put yourself back in being a senior at high school or even a junior. And maybe you're deciding on a career in the military or maybe you're deciding on which college you're going to go to. And before you've even talked to any branches of the military, or before you visited a single campus or talked to counselors, you have envisioned yourself either being a Marine or maybe you're going to go attend Oklahoma State University. You've been there. It's played out in your mind. You've got this dream scenario where you're going to be a SEAL, or this dream scenario where you're going to go and be a member of Farmhouse or be one of the paddle people, and you bleed orange and black, it's in your blood, or your father was a Marine, or your father was a Navy SEAL, and you just know that this is it. This is where you are meant to be. And yeah, you'll go through the steps of meeting other people and talking to them and looking at what other majors are out there and what other career options might be in, say, the Army, for example, or even the Air Force. But for the most part, it's in your heart that you either want to be a POC or you want to be in the Navy. That is where Paul George is now. And in his heart, I have zero doubt in my mind that he has, throughout this year and probably throughout the last 2 years, envisioned himself in purple and gold. And he knows what that feeling would be like, even though it's dangerous. Even though it is absolutely dangerous for him to think that, because Paul George has no clue how he's going to vibe with Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson. He has an idea, and there's going to be a dog and pony show, and they're going to make him feel good about it, but you really don't know until you're there. Oklahoma City, then, by that, me saying that, has a chance because this is what Paul George knows. He knows this, and he knows Indiana. And he says that Oklahoma City checks all the boxes for everything that he wants. Here's Royce Young. I think it's very important that we hear Royce Young's question. And here's Paul George's response to that question on just the idea of considering Oklahoma City and maybe how foreign that was to him 12 months ago.
Paul, when Thunder traded for you last summer, it was kind of an open-ended thing. Didn't know if they were going to have me for a year, what it might turn out to be. But to hear you kind of talk about the organization last night, you said you want to be a Thunder player. Did you expect to kind of have the Thunder in the conversation when that deal went down? Did you expect to be thinking, sitting here thinking, like, I might actually stay there?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough. I haven't been in a position to be a free agent or know what that is like. And then to have the chance to go where you want to go, that's always been, I feel with players, you know, they want that option. But then you get into an organization where they kind of check the boxes on all the things that you want out of an organization. And then immediately they become a candidate to where you want to play long term. So, you know, that was the case. That's been the case here. They honestly checked the boxes where I needed those boxes to be checked. From what a player wants and needs out of a front office, out of medical group, out of teammates, out of coaching staff. I mean, honestly, they can't say it any more than that. They check the boxes on what needed to be checked.
This is where Sam Presti and Russell Westbrook and Billy Donovan and Steven Adams can do a fantastic job of recruiting Paul George, because he has made these comments and they have had conversations throughout the year and they've gotten to know each other. And that's one thing you're going to hear from Russell Westbrook. I'll just tease a little bit into the next segment. Russell Westbrook's going to talk about his relationship with Paul George and ultimately what is the most important thing for him, Carmelo Anthony, and PG to really, what is the most important thing to them right now? What is the number one thing? Okay, remember what I just told you. Paul George has his mind 90% made up of what he wants to do this offseason. And he's just talked about how Oklahoma City checks all the boxes. Well, if you're going through that college recruiting process, or you're going through that process where you have talked to other people of the military, and one checks all the boxes, eventually you don't need to talk to anybody else because you just know you've had that conversation, you're comfortable, you've prayed on it, or you've just decided this is it. You've talked to enough people, you know. So I asked Paul George a follow-up to that question with Royce Young, and that is, okay, if Oklahoma City's so good, well, then why do you need to talk to all these other teams?
Well, it's not even more so about that. It's just, you know, kind of let everything decompress, you know, have that time to myself, and then addressing it. That's all it comes down to.
Paul, with all that said, obviously what follows you is speculation about home in Los Angeles for obvious reasons. Is there an allure there to you, to the idea of playing, you know, at home?
I mean, I would say, you know, almost everybody in this league would have loved to play at home. I won't say that's a lie. Everybody would love to play for their home in one way or another. But that won't be done. That's not like, you know, the only, you know, option for why I want to go somewhere is because it's home. Not at all.
This is where Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Steven Adams, Billy Donovan, Sam Presti, and of course Sam Presti's assistant Troy Weaver all become key in making sure that Paul George stays in Oklahoma City. They have to keep reminding Paul George, hey, you say we checked all the boxes. Now you become like a car salesman. Okay, you go from recruiter to car salesman when you're in their position. Hey, you said we checked all the boxes. You said we've got the medical facilities. We've got the opportunity to win a championship. There are guys here that you like being teammates with. Why would you go talk to Rob and Magic? Why would you go talk to the guys at Toronto or Boston or Cleveland? It's all right here in Oklahoma City. And that has to just be made clear over and over again. And Paul George and his agent know that's coming, or at least hopefully that's coming, because if it doesn't from Oklahoma City, if they don't hotbox him a little bit, then I worry about how much they truly care about keeping Paul George here. But I got to think that Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and Paul George have been talking about this all season long, and that Sam Presti's done his job of making sure that Paul George knows that he is welcome here in Oklahoma City. You wouldn't be doing a bad job if you didn't. And you also think that maybe Sam Presti maybe learned from some of his mistakes with Kevin Durant by maybe backing off a little bit too much and not making it more of a high-pressure situation. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up in segment number two of the Locked On Thunder podcast, just how involved will Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony be in the recruiting process of Paul George, and why the Thunder need to rethink how they handle things? Want to take this time to talk to the business owners out there and tell you that if you are looking for a product or you're looking to be a part of something that can help you reach men between the ages of 18 and 44, then you've come to the right place. The Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. It isn't just about Locked On Thunder here. We're about Locked On Celtics. We're about Locked On Lions for all your NFL needs. We're about Locked On Packers and Locked On Bears and Locked On Vikings. I don't want to leave anybody out of the NFC North. All you have to do is email us at LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. That's LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Talk to David Locke. He's our fearless leader. He'll tell you about all our reasonable rates. And again, the whole men 18 to 44 thing, if that's your target demo, 98% of the people that listen to the Locked On Podcast Network are men, and 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. So we've got a product for you. We've got the audience for you. Just give us a try. It's LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. The Oklahoma City Thunder need to rethink their recruiting process. It's too professional. You're pausing for a second. You're asking, what the heck does that mean that it's too professional? Well, having the opportunity to have worked with athletes over the last few years, the few things that athletes value, there are a few things that they really value. I could give you a list of 10, but just a couple here for the sake of this conversation. And that is, one, they value that freedom and the opportunity to choose where they want to play. It's a huge deal. I mean, we would all value that. I mean, we would all love the opportunity to just go work wherever we wanted to and have people fighting over us to pay us very large salaries to work at certain places. The second thing they value is making that decision on your own, because what may be good for your teammate may not be good for you. And athletes understand that. That's why there's not a lot of animosity towards Kevin Durant, for the exception of the guys on the Oklahoma City Thunder, because they just assume Kevin Durant's a traitor. And I don't disagree with them, But in real time, or just looking at it from a reality standpoint, I don't have an issue with what Kevin Durant did. And if Paul George leaves, I certainly don't have an issue with that, because ultimately it's his life and he's got to make himself happy. But the Thunder need to take a cue from the Los Angeles Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. First, the Clippers. They went, we talked about the whole used car salesman, they went kidnapper and essentially locked DeAndre Jordan down and kept him from going to the Dallas Mavericks. They filled him full of chicken fingers from Canes and hopefully cane sauce in the toast, because that stuff is hard to beat. I'm hungry right now. I may actually have to go have some Canes. That's not professional. You know what that is? That's full-on college fraternity recruiting. That's not even college sports recruiting. That's how you rush somebody in a fraternity. Matter of fact, they didn't recruit him, they rushed him. If you got a guy that you really want to be a member of the house, you do not let him out of your sight. You pair him with the most dynamic guy that you can get. You lock him in a room. You make sure that everything is there at his desire, and then you get the guy to sign the bid card. Oop, wait, I probably pulled the curtain too much back on Greek life. But that's how it goes. And when Golden State decided to recruit Kevin Durant, they found his hot button. What was the hot button? Togetherness. Again, going back to the fraternity model. You got a guy you like. What does he want? Well, he just wants friends for life. Well, let's sell him on friends for life. You don't necessarily let him make up his own mind. You make it up for him. Which, if the Thunder want Paul George, they're going to have to make up Paul George's mind for him. Russell Westbrook talking about the recruiting process and how much he will be involved.
Russell, you've been through the free agency process with Kevin, who's a close friend of yours, and now you've bonded with Paul, and you're about to go through that free agency process with him. Does it feel different between those two processes?
Number one, I didn't go through the free agent process the first time. Number two, two different relationships, and I think two different things, you know. Obviously, Kevin was here and for many years and then decided to leave. And Paul's only been here, you know, for some months. And, you know, that's the decision that, you know, Paul will eventually make. But like I said before, man, our friendship and our bond, we created together is more important to me. And that's what I truly care about. And me knowing Paul, like you said before, he definitely wants to be here. Doing free agency for any player is always a decision up to them, what's best for their family.
You like the way he chuckled after Eric Horn asked that question when discussing KD? I heard a national guy talk about that. And when you read the quote, you read it on a website or you're getting it off a piece of paper and it's there in black and white, it doesn't quite have the same effect as when you hear it. And you can tell there. I mean, right there, just that little chuckle says it all to me. I think Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were very glad to get away from each other. And I think Russ was very happy to see Kevin Durant go. But it does sound like he, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony are friends. So if Russ is going to let Carmelo make up his own mind, or is going to let Paul make up his own mind, what is Carmelo going to do about Paul George?
I think everybody has their own decision to make. But we talk, we communicate. I think that's the beauty in having the friendship and the relationship that we all have. Like, it is something that we discuss. It is something that we talk about. But I think at the end of the day, it's, like right now, we all have to just go back and kind of get away from it now and then reevaluate kind of the situation. And everybody has their own evaluations that they have to evaluate. You know, and I think everybody's situation is a little bit different.
Okay, so far we're 0-2. These guys aren't willing to go Fraternity House, or what was that movie, Celtic Pride? Celtic Pride with Dan Aykroyd and Damian Wayans, where they kidnap the Utah Jazz player and keep him in the basement. It's not Russell Westbrook. It's not Carmelo Anthony. Well, the one guy we can count on in Oklahoma City, Steven Adams, right?
I don't know. I personally wouldn't say recruiting, just because I've heard recruiting used, like, it ain't like college recruiting, I guess. That's how I view recruiting like that. Does that make sense? So I treat him as a teammate because we've always been around this whole year. So we treat him as a teammate and stuff like that. So whatever the letter was that you said, sir. So, yeah, I guess that.
Yeah, not so much. Okay, so here's what we're down to. Steven Adams isn't going to go to extremes, which is very disappointing considering he's the one guy maybe we count on going to extremes. Carmelo Anthony's not going to do it. Russell Westbrook's not going to do it. Now can Billy Donovan dust off his polished demeanor that he had back in the days of Florida, things that he used to get Al Horford, you know, pull out those tricks that he used to get Al Horford and Joakim Noah and Corey Brewer to come win national championships. Is he going to do it? Is he going to get Paul George to stay?
Well, I think, you know, again, we just finished playing last night. Like I said, I loved coaching Paul. I loved him as a person, as a human being. I loved his unselfishness, who he is as a player. I think it can only get better for him here after having 1 year together. I'm excited about that. I hope I get a chance to coach Paul for a long time. But Sam and Troy will sit down and talk with me about, you know, those things. But we haven't had time. We got in last night at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know, came in here this morning to do this, and then we'll meet with the team and have exit interviews. So there'll be a time and place for all that this week.
Okay, so what all three of those guys essentially told us is that it falls on Sam Presti. And if Paul George is going to say it's up to Sam Presti and it's up to Troy Weaver, and they have to sell Paul George on everything that he liked about Oklahoma City. All those boxes that were checked, just keep reiterating those over the next few weeks, and then Paul George stays here in Oklahoma City. You want a percentage on that, and maybe I should have put this at the beginning of the podcast. I'm saying it's 90-10 that Paul George is gone. I just don't have any faith that he's going to stay in Oklahoma City. But yeah, I want to be wrong about that. Because one thing Paul George did say, and said a lot, is this is just our first year together. And when you say that, it leads people to believe that maybe you're going to have more time to accomplish all those things that you set out to accomplish. We can only hope for the best. I would say with Paul George, the old cliche, expect the worst, hope for the best. This is the Locked On Thunder Podcast. I am Eric G., your host, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Coming up in segment number three, we go back to Carmelo Anthony and just how much mending of fences needs to happen between Carmelo and Billy Donovan. We'll tell you next. Calling all sports junkies, we have a website for you, the one-stop shop for everything NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL. We simply call it LockedOnSports.com. It's part of the Locked On Sports Network. Daily podcasts from experts in all three of those sports, plus articles, video, audio, and a whole lot more. There is not another website you need to visit when you are looking to get the scoop on your favorite team. If you live in Oklahoma City or you live in New Zealand, and let's say your favorite baseball team happens to be the San Diego Padres, we've got a Locked On Padres podcast. If you live in Europe and you're into American football, not so much the EPL or not so much some of the other football leagues that are out there, real football, football where guys tackle each other and hit, then maybe your favorite team is Locked On Raiders. There's one for that. And for you in Vegas, hey, Locked On Raiders. It's good to get tapped into that now. And then, well, we've already talked about the NFC North. Let's go to the NFC South. We also have a Locked On Buccaneers. It's all right there. LockedOnSports.com. Check it out. Become a fan. And put it on your homepage today. Can you still do that, by the way? Can you still put things on your homepage? All right, wrapping it up today, we go back to yesterday talking about Carmelo Anthony and Carmelo Anthony blowing up at the end of his exit interview, which made national news. Here's Carmelo Anthony one more time talking about what he's already sacrificed and won't be sacrificing for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I think everybody knows that I've sacrificed kind of damn near everything. Family, you know, moving here by myself, sacrifice my game for the sake of the team, and was willing to sacrifice any and everything in order for this situation to work out. So it's something I really have to think about if, you know, if I really want to be this type of player and finish out my career as this type of player, knowing that I have so much left in the tank and I bring so much to the game of basketball. And how long I want to continue to do this. I think that's also a thought process as well.
Billy Donovan has set Carmelo Anthony a couple of times, not just in the playoffs, but even in the regular season, into some very key moments this year. So is there fences that need to be mended with Carmelo Anthony and Billy Donovan in order for that relationship to work?
Well, Carmelo, to me, has been a consummate pro. I think there was a lot made of, you know, game five, him wanting to be out there, and I respect that, and I said that from his competitiveness. But I think going forward, you know, Carmelo's been a total pro, and he's been a total team guy. And there were decisions that, you know, I made, you know, during the courses of game five and six. I think some of those situations were really unique. I mean, we're down by 25 points in game five with 8 minutes to go or so, and we won an incredible run. You know, but Carmelo was a huge part and huge piece of helping us get to that point, you know, throughout the course of 82 games.
As a coach?
As of the recording of this podcast, Billy Donovan is still the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Sam Presti's exit interview is tomorrow. Look for that. Look for the Sam Presti exit interview at LockedOnThunder.com. But real quick, as we close this up, the guys at PTI threw out the idea that the Thunder could buy out Carmelo Anthony. They just pay him $28 million to go away. I didn't even consider that because that's not the Thunder way. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever from a business standpoint, and I can't see Clay Bennett telling Sam Presti, just go ahead and write a check for $28 million. I could be completely wrong. But I think about when Kendrick Perkins was much maligned here in Oklahoma City, there were a lot of people saying, amnesty Perk, get rid of him. But they didn't do it. A lot of reason Perk was very good for the locker room, despite whatever you thought of Perk not producing on the court. In the locker room, Perk was a guy that kept things under control. Carmelo Anthony's a guy that can keep things under control, but he's just not happy. How this relationship works, and just listening to Carmelo Anthony talk, one, the money's the money. So if there's any thought that Carmelo Anthony could take $8 million less and stretch that out over 3 years, I don't see that happening. Carmelo Anthony's already said that. He wants his $28 million. He's saying, pay me. That's what the contract is. Pay me. You either release me and pay me, or you sign me and pay me. Carmelo Anthony's a competitor. And any sort of competitor, whether you're no matter what you're doing, look, if you're building bridges, especially if you're doing something like building bridges or houses, working with your hands, when you're putting up a structure that's going to last for a long time, there's a great sense of pride in driving by that structure saying, I had a part in that. I played a major role in doing that. That's all Carmelo Anthony wants. Carmelo Anthony just wants to play a role on this team and wants to help the team in a major way, and you can't fault him for that. The only thing Carmelo Anthony is going to have to come to grips with, and I don't know how he comes to grips with this, is just the fact that his skills are diminished, and the Thunder need him to be different than what he was. And if Carmelo Anthony is not willing to sacrifice or just isn't any way in heck, that's going to work out. That wraps up this episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. We'll be back on May 2nd. And as I said earlier, look for the Sam Presti exit interview at LockedOnThunder.com. Until tomorrow, when we talk a little bit more about Russell Westbrook and just how the Thunder can exceed if everything works out, I ask you to just ELE, which means everybody love everybody, and always remember peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.